Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio. Stand by for an urgent bulletin.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I can't wait till you get to this stage of your life where I am, and you're able to really examine things.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy. Legendary.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
Hey, enjoy it while you can. I've seen how this turns out.
Yeah? Tell me about it, girl.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
All right. We are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Jason Duda in for Jeff today. Joined by Denise Neal, Duda's favorite guest. Denise,
yes.
Welcome.
Is that true?
It is.
Are you kidding? Of course. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Duda.
Nobody enjoys food or talking about food more than Duda, so I'll have him ask the first question.
Great.
Well, tell me what's new. Where am I going? What's a new place out that I need to go and have dinner or lunch at?
Oh, gosh, Duda, I don't know. What do you want?
I don't know. I thought that was pretty
supposed to ask a specific question.
And, okay, do you want, like, a specific food? Would that help?
Yeah.
Okay, I want a good lunch burger.
Okay, he wants a good lunch burger. And you want it to be a new place.
Something relatively new.
Okay, I got one for you. Although they're not open for lunch except on the weekends at the moment. But they will be soon. There's a new place over at 13th and West that I just wrote about called J.J. Beard's.
And it took over. I was going to ask you about that place.
Well, you want to hear something crazy, Bob and Duda?
What?
I wrote to these people to ask them if I could talk to them about their new restaurant. And the person who wrote back was one of my classmates from Dodge City Sacred Heart Cathedral School. From, you know, elementary school, who I hadn't seen since elementary school, and he's the owner.
So you haven't seen him since the 60s.
Shut up, Bob. That's not right.
Yeah, it just doesn't end. Yeah, exactly. Give it to him.
That was brutal.
My
apologies.
It was terrible.
Owner in the 80s. Sorry, Bob. The 80s.
There you go. Well, that place is right.
Back to the point.
Right. Go ahead.
Back to the point, Bob, is I think you're about to say the place is in your neighborhood, but they are specializing in pizza, but they have some burgers on their menu, including a juicy Lucy. You know what that is, right, Duda?
Yes.
You do?
Well, tell us.
Yeah.
What's
well,
a juicy
it's like
Lucy?
A burger, but you put, and then you put the cheese in the middle.
Exactly.
And then you put another burger on top. Yeah, you're talking food. You're looking,
so it's a double burger.
Denise, he's looking at me like I'm an idiot because I wouldn't know that.
No,
it's a double burger.
You stuff,
right. No.
It's not a double burger. It's a
it's
burger
not,
that is
Bob.
Stuffed with cheese inside of it. So when you bite in, this boiling, molten cheese will, you know, burn your lip but delight your taste buds, I guess. People love it.
Molten lava.
So what are the Molten hours of this
lava.
Place? Because it is just down the street.
Yeah. Well, they're doing a soft opening right now, which means they're kind of practicing until they get to their full opening. And they're only open in the evenings, Wednesdays through Saturdays. And then on Sundays, they're open 11 to 11. But
all right. Well, we'll have to try that
when they
place.
Get going. Yeah. You can watch
we'll
football
have to try
there.
That
they want
place.
You to watch football. Yeah. And pizza and the guy,
so
my friend who's opening it used to work at Pizza Shuttle. So I think that the pizza will kind of resemble the Pizza Shuttle peak in good old Lawrence.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. So let me ask you about another restaurant in my neighborhood, Copper Oven, recently sold. They're going to do some inventory about what their hours are going to be. As I understand it, they took away their Sunday hours a while back, and they closed on the in the evenings. What changes might we see at Copper Oven?
Well, the Copper Oven, which is over there in the Indian, I think it's called the Indian Hills Strip Center. I think that's what it's called. The Ace Hardware and on the
13th
end.
13th and Meridian.
Well, okay, so the guy who's owned Copper Oven forever is named Phil Schonifer and his wife. His wife is actually the sister of the guy that ran Town and Country until he died. And the daughter.
I thought you were going to say he was the sister of the guy you went to Dodge City with. That would have been amazing.
Weird. That would be weird.
Oh, geez.
But they decided to retire. That's okay. They decided to retire, and so they sold their restaurant to the people who recently bought the Riverside Cafes in Wichita from Paul Colmia, who has owned them forever. So this young couple is just expanding their restaurant empire. But, you know, they know people are very sensitive about Copper Oven, that they do not want anything changed there. And so she has promised up and down and left and right that she plans to change nothing. She's trained by Phil on how to do everything in the restaurant. The only thing she wants to change is adding Sunday hours. Now, as far as I recall, Bob, I don't think Copper Oven's ever had Sunday hours.
It may not have had Sunday hours.
And I always hated that because, you know, Sunday morning's the morning I want to go out for breakfast. And that was a place nearby, and I couldn't go there. And you and I used to love that place back in the day. We used to go there for lunch sometimes. But
it did have evening hours. Are they thinking about bringing back evening hours?
They haven't decided on that yet, but they will bring back Sunday hours.
All right.
And evening hours are possible, but they're still deciding. You know, they're just getting started, so...
Well,
I don't know when they're adding Sunday exactly. They don't know when they're adding it, but it should be soon.
I was talking about burgers earlier, and so I have to ask, because I haven't been there yet, but have you been to Sickie's? And is it as good as all the people that are there every single day? I could literally walk to that place, but it's packed all the time. So I was curious on what you've heard.
When a popular chain like that opens, it's packed for months. So I usually try to wait till the, you know, excitement has died down a little before. I don't like to wait. I mean, I'm too old for that. So I like to wait till it slowed down a little, and hopefully it won't be a Texas Roadhouse situation where it never slows down for 20 years, which is pretty much what we've got going on here in town. But I haven't. I have heard people say they like it. They have their opening growing pains, I think, but I haven't heard tons about it, except most people say they enjoyed what they had, but I need to get over there. Like I said, I don't like to wait.
I went on a Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, and got right in. Didn't have to wait, and I enjoyed it. My wife enjoyed it. All kinds of burgers you never could imagine. You'd love it, dude.
Well, I've looked at the menu, and I want to try the poutine burger. Canadian style. Dark gravy, mashed potatoes. Like, you can't beat that on a burger. There's no way you could.
And Duda would know all about that.
I do.
He would.
Yeah, I know about a lot of things.
I know you do.
Bob,
what would you have on your burger there, Bob?
I had the breakfast thing. I had a fried egg, bacon, and hash browns.
Dang, nothing's better than a drippy, wet fried egg on a burger. And I'm not being funny. I think that is so good.
You are so in the right. Once you have a burger with egg on it, you'll never have another one.
It's
just the way it is.
I've had some.
You have to have the yolk runny. The yolk has
it's got
to
be
dripped down.
No more than medium.
Dude's in his element now. You two just...
No more than medium. Oh, it's perfect.
Well, yeah. That's
I've never
so
seen
good.
You
now
happier.
I want that. Dude and I need to start a restaurant show.
Probably.
Well, all you'd talk about is burgers. It wouldn't be a restaurant show.
No, okay.
Well, we got other stuff, Bob.
Show.
Let's talk about the chef at Bella Vita moving on. People get nervous when that stuff happens because that's a really popular restaurant on West Street. And when someplace loses a chef, people can imagine that the magic of that restaurant will dissipate. What do you expect at Bella Vita?
I don't know. Bella Vita, as people might not know, is that it's a restaurant on West Street. I think it's at West and like 2nd Street, maybe, in a strip center. And a lot of people, it's not where you would expect a good Italian restaurant to be. And you can't really tell what it's like from the street. But Bob, as you and I both know, it's delightful. And the lady who owns it, her son-in-law, has been the chef since she opened it, 12, 13 years ago. But he's ready to move, and he wants a different career. So here's the deal. She says he's trained up the kitchen. He's had the same sous chef, which is the assistant chef, for years and years. And so she feels confident that the people he's trained in the kitchen know how to do it just like he did it, and that people shouldn't notice a change. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and assume he had days off now and then, and I'm going to go ahead and assume you and I visited maybe on one of his days off. So hopefully, you know, the kitchen can continue to turn it out without him in there. But she does plan to hire a new head chef eventually. But this is better than her closing. What? I wouldn't want that to happen.
No, absolutely not. We've only been there a couple of times, but we really like it.
Yeah. Where's a good place to... Where's a good little spot, mom and pop shop, to go that's maybe not like off the grid a little bit that a guy like myself wouldn't know, although I know most restaurants in the city?
Do you really now? You mean like
no,
a little
I don't. That's why I'm
place,
asking.
Or like a little diner-y type place, you mean? Or
yeah.
Is that what you're thinking of? I mean, have you ever been over to Fat Ernie's?
No, I have not.
That's a good one.
Bob, we've been there.
And what's the place out in at 61st and Broadway? That little cafe, that's a good one too.
What is that? I'm having a hard time thinking
Betty's?
Exactly what's that. Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Those are two good ones.
It is like a throwback, and it's down on Wassel and Hydraulic, I think. Another place that's fun to do that. Have you ever gone to Grinderman?
Good sandwiches.
Grinderman is
sandwich place.
Sandwiches, and it's old school and a Valentine diner. It still has its 60s looking sign, and it's cash only. You go get a meatball sub or an Italian hoagie, things like that. We've got all kinds of cool little hole in the wall places like that.
Where is that, Denise?
Grinderman? I think it's Pawnee and Broadway. I'm pretty sure. It's near that Walmart down there. And then there's also there's a place on the south side I love. I don't know if you are more adventuresome eater than Bob, but it's called Manawak, and it's Korean food, and oh boy, it's good. And it's tiny. It's like a really tiny little place. But if you get something called bibimbap, it's like noodles, meat, bean sprouts, and a few other things. And then they put it in a hot stone bowl over rice, and then they put a runny fried egg on top, and it is magic.
Oh, there it is. There it is. The
fried
it's
egg
so
on top.
Good. Yep.
Can't beat it.
Bibimbap at Manawak. And that is at, that's at Oliver and Harry or Lincoln. Lincoln and Oliver? Well, it's somewhere over there. M-A-N-N-A, walk, W-O-K.
Manawak.
Very good place.
You need to try that. All right,
like
Denise.
In the winter when it's so hot. When it's freezing cold, that's the best thing to eat in town.
Well, remind us as it gets colder.
Okay. I got to think of somewhere good tomorrow, Bob.
We'll be in touch about that, okay?
I can't wait.
I'm actually doing a ride along with one of my police officer friends in the morning. So I'll be in touch with you about lunch tomorrow.
Can't wait.
All right, Denise. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Good talking with you, Judah.
See you later.
Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle Food and Restaurant. We'll come back and carry on the conversation.
Yes, we will.
On a Tuesday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show. Royals preempt tomorrow with the fourth and final game of their series in Cleveland. Game three of that set tonight. Back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Bob and Jeff Show.
We're here with Jason Duda today. Jeff off. He'll be back on Thursday. What do you have? Do you have a game for us?
Yeah, we can try one.
Well, how about that?
Why
Great
not?
Job.
Why not?
It's not password, is it?
No, this because
can't really
I
play
can.
Password.
I mean, you would win.
Well, I won the other day.
It would take you, I mean, you would get all the clues, so eventually you would get them all, right? I would think.
You would think. I was pretty good in that game the other day.
Pretty solid. No, well,
Max, let's go ahead and play it. It is time.
It's time to play the game.
Duda keeps up our Tuesday tradition. What is this game?
This will be a baseball affair where I will ask you questions, or I might ask you to give me the top five.
It's a mix-up game.
It's a mix-up game. But it will all contain total wins by teams. Make sense?
We'll have to get into it for it to make sense.
Okay. I might give you, let's start off easy. Well, not easy, but I'm going to give you an over-under. I'm going to give you a number, and you tell me if it's that team's, if their win total is over or under that number.
Okay.
Okay? Let's just go
for
right.
This year.
Nope. All time.
All time.
All time. And we might go to this year.
I have nothing to even gauge it on. But we'll give it a shot. We don't really follow the game of baseball in terms of all-time wins.
Some questions I'll going to come up with, you should know the answers to.
All right.
Or be pretty close.
Let's go down the road and see.
And I'm just going to give you an over-under. We'll start with the Royals' all-time wins.
All-time wins. They've been around since 69. So
yep.
This is their 56th season.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a number, 4,306. They have more or less wins than that?
In 56 years.
Yes.
That's... They have fewer wins than that.
You are correct. 4,189. See? There you got...
I'm having to do all kinds of math in my head. But fortunately, I can pull that off.
Okay, well, how about this? Can you name me the top five teams with the most wins...
In Major League Baseball.
In Major League Baseball.
Yes, I can.
Okay, who are they?
The Yankees.
No.
Well, this game's an absolute train wreck.
Regular season wins.
Do you know who the Yankees are?
Yeah.
Now, you're going back to the very...
1800s, some of these teams are in.
The Cincinnati Red Stockings.
No.
The... this is a
Come
joke.
On. Come
this
on.
This is a joke. The A's.
Oakland?
Well, they were Philadelphia. They were... Kansas City. This is an absolute...
1901.
Since 1901.
Over under 9,000.
This is the dumbest... This is
the greatest game ever. Because you don't know. Because you don't know. That's why you don't like it.
The winningest five franchises.
The most wins. Not if you're going winningest, the Yankees are, percentage-wise, number one. No question.
Well, that's what I mean by most wins.
Okay, fair enough. But I am going total wins. And these teams you should know. I mean, I would have...
The Red Sox.
I would have got some of these. No. Red Sox are not
this. This is a joke.
But Red Sox...
The Giants.
Yes. the Giants. 11,523, number one all time.
The Cardinals.
The Cardinals, 11,262. That is fourth all time.
The Pirates.
No. Pirates are seventh.
Well, this game is ridiculous.
It's great.
Well, I'm trying to think. No, it can't be them.
It could be.
No, it's not.
Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Do you want a hint?
The Cleveland Indians / Guardians.
No, but they have 9,832.
Okay, give
wins.
Me a hint.
Out west.
Out west, the Dodgers.
Yes. Of course the Dodgers. 11,406. Number two.
Who
you
have
got
I got?
The Cardinals, and there's another one in one of those divisions.
In one of those divisions.
Yes.
In one of those divisions. The
in
Cubs.
Your, yes.
They the are? Cubs. I thought I said the Cubs.
No, you did not. 11,304.
So I got them all.
There's one left.
There's one left?
There's one left. Now, 1876.
Oh, my gosh.
Is when they started. They're in the NL.
Well, hold on. Let me think for a minute.
Okay.
Not them. It's now not them.
Now the wheels are turning.
Got to be in the Eastern Division. And I'll say, or the East Division of the National League, the Phillies.
No.
The Braves.
The Braves. See? There you go.
It's a ridiculous game.
It's terrible, but it's good. I love it.
It can't be both.
What do you mean?
Because
sure it can.
For the Yankees not to be listed.
Okay, I'll give you another one.
All right.
Postseason all-time wins.
Yankees.
Top five.
Yankees.
Yankees. Do you have an idea on how many?
No.
What if I said 250? Over or under?
Under.
241.
All right.
All right, you got number two?
Dodgers.
Dodgers are number three. I'm going to give you the number. Over or under? 103.
Over.
107. Very good.
Cardinals.
Number two. 151. Yeah,
that
I know.
Banner hanging.
I know they're everywhere. I'm surprised that it took you
I'm
that long.
I'm embarrassed to be a Cardinals fan right now, but they used to be good.
Well, they're going to. You and Jeff, like, they're not. You can't have great seasons every year.
Well, the Cardinals may not have had great seasons every year, but do you know this could be the first time since 58-59? Think about that. That's a long time ago.
Well, it's 75 years ago.
That they finish under 500 in back-to-back years. Think about that for a
minute. That's pretty good. If you're a fan, you got to be happy with that. Not that they're going to possibly go back-to-back under 500, but as a fan, you have to be pretty happy with that.
Postseason wins.
151.
Giants.
151 for the Cardinals, over or under?
Over.
Under, 145. Who'd you say?
Giants.
The Giants are number six.
Dang it.
At 98.
Well, that stinks.
So you got two left. You got one, two, and three.
I got two left.
You got number four and number five. And I'll give you a hint. One in each. One in AL, one
in
NL.
Each league. I'll say out of the American League, it would need to probably be out of the American League East, but I don't know that for sure. The Red Sox.
You are correct.
And I'll say out of the National League, it would be the National League East, and I'll say the Braves.
You are correct. Number four with 105 wins.
There you go.
Do you have any idea how many wins the Kansas City Royals have in their postseason history?
In their postseason history. Well, they've only been a few times. They went in the 70s quite often. They went in 1980. They played in the World Series. 85, they won the World Series. And then there were no postseasons for the Royals for a long, long time. So I would imagine they won, let's see, 4, 8, 12, 16, 35, 40. I would say in the neighborhood of 40 postseason wins.
The Kansas City Royals are 17th all-time with 40 postseason wins.
Wow. Drop the mic.
This is just incredible.
Drop the mic.
It's over. Like, we need to cut the show off right now. Let's be done. It's not going to get any better than that.
Drop it.
It's over. It's literally over.
What would Jeff be doing if he was here right now?
Oh, you'd have been cheating. How did you know that? There's no way. It'd have been an all-out brawl.
Well, I had to do the math. I had to think.
Well, of course you did.
I know how many they would have won in 14, 15.
Right.
But I had to really go back into the 70s and 80s and think about that.
Well, I have to give you kudos here because I'm impressed that you pretty much knew exactly when and how many wins that they had back then.
No, I didn't pretty much know it.
Oh, I apologize. Okay.
I don't know how we continue.
I'll ask you one more team, obviously. Where does the Cleveland Guardians rank in all-time postseason wins? Not how many.
Higher than the Royals.
Yes.
Higher than the Royals because they've been around a lot longer.
Yes.
They probably rank in the neighborhood of 12.
They are number 9.
Number 9.
You want to take a stab?
They have won.
Just for fun, how many
wins? In
their
history, they've won 124 postseason games.
See, we should have stopped. 60.
Ah, screw it. Hate this game. Why didn't we stop?
Because we can't let you go out on, because then the last segment would have been painful for myself.
Well, good game.
Do you know who they're tied with?
No.
At number 9?
Of course not.
The Philadelphia Phillies.
Really?
I thought they'd had more than that. 60 wins.
Well, they've both been around a long time.
It's kind of interesting.
Both been around a long time. All right, good game.
Yeah, it was.
One highlight, which we'll be playing
on a loop.
In the year 3000, you'll hear that.
Guaranteed.
There used to be this guy who lived in Wichita, and he was really old. And then one day on radio, this thing they used to have, he got something right. Oh, boy.
Well, I'm just throwing my opinion out there.
Well, next time, wait till it's asked for.
Why would I do that?
Before you insult Max and all the Little Feet fans out there. I've asked, Jeff to call in.
What?
And I don't know if he will. Well, I don't feel like we can let him off the hook.
With what? With the Guardians?
Nah.
Is that what it is?
Or don't
is
we have else? To get his thoughts?
Well, it'd be nice to see what he thinks. Although I got a pretty good idea.
I didn't hear from him yesterday.
Oh, well, why would you? He's not going to open up that can. With them losing two, he's not going to text you. Are you kidding? He probably didn't text anybody. He probably crawled into a corner somewhere and turned his phone off.
When the Cardinals are doing poorly, which for the last 2 years has been pretty much the case every night, I can't help myself but to get on Twitter and lament my plight in life.
Really?
I'm a miserable losing fan.
I know this.
I'm irritated. It bothers me.
Well, like I said, you've had a pretty good run. Like, you're going to run into times where this is going to happen. I just don't understand why you... Well, I'm not a...
Now, they play
I'm
tonight.
I'm not even going to get involved.
And I probably won't watch because I'm in the I'm into the habit now, or I'm having a whale of a time. watching the repeats, the reruns, the old shows from Newhart from back in the 80s.
Yep.
My wife and I started. We're through with season one. We're halfway through season two. We enjoy those shows. It's such a calming show.
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl?
Yes. And wouldn't everybody be better off if they ran an inn in Vermont?
It looked like it.
Oh, what a life.
Fantastic. Maybe that's what you should do.
Maybe Debbie and I need to look for an inn to buy in Vermont.
Why wouldn't you?
Pretty appealing.
Yeah. I'm sure you could find some people to help you out.
You have an inn up where you're from, don't you?
In Sexsmith?
Sure.
The Alamo. It's the only one in Sexsmith. The bar's
is it an inn or a hotel?
I don't know what you'd call it. The bar's downstairs and there's a restaurant downstairs. It's a motel. No, it's a hotel. But there's only maybe...
Maybe you could buy it and turn it into an inn.
6 or 8 rooms? Well, you probably could.
That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, retirement sounds better every day. That place will be packed.
You got a little while before retirement.
You think? Yeah. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Oh, well. I can't believe you're not going to watch the Cardinals. You always watch the Cardinals.
We'll probably start off, but their announcers irritate me because they're employed by the team, and they're just yes men. You know, rah-rah, homers.
Yeah.
Can't stand it. We're an educated fan base out here. We know the score. Just tell it like it is. We'll all deal with it.
Well, they probably want to, but they can't. Because then they get fired.
Well, then bring in the next guys and have them tell it like it is.
And then they get rid of them. Then you get new guys.
Then take them off
TV. Why can't you just tell it like it is? Because that's what it is. Everybody knows that that's watching.
That's a great question.
So why can't you just say it? Even though you are employed by the team, you are watching the team, you're there every game, you have a pretty good idea what's going on. It's not good. So you got to say tough. It's not good.
Here's the aforementioned Jeff. My son, your brother. What do you have, Jeff?
What are you guys talking about?
We're just wondering. Duda was wondering how you were holding up.
Not well. What's the problem? What's the issue? I don't get it.
I didn't say there was a problem. You got a guy here that's wondering how you're doing.
That's great. Every time I text that guy, I get a K back. So I guess I would say, hey, I'm a phone call away. I'm a text away guy. They're worrying about me, but clearly that's just a put on for radio.
I text everybody like that.
I know. But
yeah,
I
don't take
different.
It personal.
If you say, hey, can you do the show for me Tuesday? I say, okay. That means yes. It's meant yes for 15
that
years. How do you not know that that means yes by now?
I just want a little extra from you. Is that too much to ask?
Yes.
I'll give you a thumbs up instead of a K next time.
I'd like both.
Who are you leaning on during this ordeal you're going through?
I don't know. Am I leaning on anybody? There's no one to lean on. It's either going to play well, and they're not, and they're not doing anything about it. They're not promoting anybody. When they have a doubleheader, they're calling up their two most likely guys to not succeed during the – it's just like try something different. We know Logan Allen and Joey Cantillo, who pitched in relief.
Don't get into the weeds on this. Just tell us how miserable you are. That's all we wanted.
People might be saying, well, he didn't start when he was Joey Cantillo. He pitched. He's terrible. The team is terrible. They don't seem inclined to fix it. They just sit up in front. Well, we've got to get back to being ourselves. And Steven Vogt.
How concerned are you that you won't even make the playoffs?
7.5 up. Probably not that concerned. But this team pretty much has to make the playoffs. They've wasted a year of development for a lot of their players. So you got to make it. You got to do something about it. And
you got anything else, dude?
They're going all in, but it doesn't.
Do they bounce back tonight? Like, do they bounce back tonight? They have to. But don't they have to?
Pitching, I believe he's not very good. He'll throw three good innings and then fall apart. I don't know. I doubt it. I don't what's going to be different from tonight than the last 2 months when they've been mediocre and the last month when they've been pretty bad? There's nothing. They don't change anything. So the answer would be no. They're not going to bounce back, and they'll probably leave this series one behind the Royals. Which is good for the Royals. I have no ill will because they're trying.
Well, how'd the work meeting go? Positive?
Oh, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Well, there's no answer there, was there, Duda?
Well, when anybody says fine, you know it's not like super fine. But you got to realize that he's on the edge right now with his baseball team. So things could be going really good somewhere else, and it's dragging it down. And it just is what it is.
Well, we got picks to make Thursday. We kind of get back into the old football swing of things. We look forward to it. We'll see you Thursday.
We got three-man Thursday, or is Dude's calling in?
Duda's got obligations, so he'll give you a K later and talk about it.
You got it.
All right, can't wait. Okay, dudes.
Okay.
There you go. By the way, I wanted to mention to him that you're contemplating going to the Wind Surge game tomorrow.
I am. Is he working it?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure.
Is he playing the music?
No, he does official scoring.
Okay, well, if he was playing the music, I wouldn't go because he wouldn't play my song. So
he would.
No, he didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's no, he terrible. Didn't. I was even texting him while I was there, and he's like, "No, no, no." So well, I haven't been back. So I'm thinking of going tomorrow.
I need to tell my wife, but tomorrow Tink Hentz on the mound for Springfield, great Cardinals prospect, and then Friday Quinn Matthews pitching for Springfield, so I'm going to be at both of those games. And then I've got tickets for Sunday for the...
For what,
for the
Bob?
Suite.
Oh, a big wheel, eh?
Yeah.
Just a big wheel.
The Fidelity Bank Suite.
What a good player.
It's good stuff. All right, thanks, everyone. We appreciate it. Duda, with his impeccable job.
It's crazy.
We'll be back here Thursday. See you then.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.